All right, today is Daf Lamed. Friday's Daf. We've been talking about the responsibilities of the Maitzi to take care of the Aveda and how you have to do things for the Aveda, but you can't do it for your own benefit. You have to do it for the Aveda's benefit. So we're on Chav Tes Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom of the two dots. Matzah Ksus Menara Echad L'Shleshem Yayim. Mishnah said, if you find a Ksus, a Beged, you got to shake it out every 30 days. L'meimra D'ni'ur Malila. It seems from the Mishnah that shaking out a Beged is actually good for it. That's why you got to do it every 30 days. V'om Rabbi Yechanan had a member of Mishi Yeshle Gardi Uman B'Sech Pesa. If you have a professional Gardi, like someone who does weaving, a tailor that lives in your own house, then you don't have to worry. You can even be Yinar Ksuse B'chol Yayim. You can shake out your Beged every day, which implies that shaking out the Beged is going to hurt the Beged. That's why if you have the tailor living in your basement, you can do that. So the Gemara says, no, it depends. Amri, b'chol yom kashile. If you do it every day, that's bad. Echad l'shloshim yom, malila. That's going to be good if you do it once every 30 days. Or ibayaseima, another mahalach is like kashah b'chad, if it's one person shaking it out, b'betray, but Rabbi Yechanan was talking about two people shaking it out, that's when it's a problem. Rashi learns when two people shake it out, they pull it taut and they can hurt it. Ibayaseima, third mahalach is like kashah b'yada, b'chutra. If you shake it out with your hands or you shake it out with a stick, if you beat it with a stick, you might hurt the Beged. Or ibayaseima, a fourth mahalach, like kasha hub de amra hub de kisna, depends what the material is made out of. Is it wool, which when you stretch it could tear, or hub de kisna, which doesn't tear as easily? Linen doesn't rip so quickly. More members from Rabbi Yechanan. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, kased de charshin. Person should be better to drink a cup that was mukhan from kishuf or sorcery, veloy kased de paishin, and that would be better than drinking a cup of lukewarm water. Because lukewarm water is the worst, but he qualifies that to say that's only a problem when it's from a metal kais, avo bekli cheres, but if it's in an earthenware keli, less than both, no problem. It's only a problem if it wasn't boiled, but if you first brought it to a boil, and I guess then you killed all the bacteria, then you're okay to drink the lukewarm water. Avol de tzavis, once it's brought to a boil at some point, less lan ba, v'loy amrin el delay shada be tzivya, as long as you didn't put any other ingredients into it, avol shada ba tzivya, if you put other ingredients, less lan ba, then it will be fine. V'amar Rabbi Yechanan, mishe niechle aviv mayis harbe, if your tata left you a big yerusha of money, v'roitzel abdan, and you want to lose it, Rashi learns this is sarcastic, like, if you want to lose all your money, do the following. We'll see. There's going to be another gear, so another way to learn the Gemara soon. So what should you do if you want to lose all your money? In other words, don't do this. Yilbash bigde pishtun, wear pishtun clothing. Yishtamish bichli schuchas, and use a lot of glass. Yiskar poilim, val yeshiv imoin, and hire workers and don't sit with them because they won't do their job well. Now we'll go through each one of these. Yilbash bichli pishtun, that we're talking about bikisna romisa, this Roman linen which would wear out quickly. Yishtamish bichli schuchas, and you can use glass. That's talking about a specific kind of glass, that's bezugisa chiurta. It's talking about this white glass that would break very easily. Yiskar poilim, val yeshiv imoin, hire workers and don't supervise them. Targama, moving over to Amidal, if that means besairi, we're talking about if you're hiring workers to move the oxes around, enoughish pseidayu, because if you're not going to watch them, they'll ruin all kinds of other stuff. I imagine that, like, if you have a contractor that completely destroys all of your landscaping because that's not his job. So if you're there and you say, hey, buddy, make sure not to put your bobcat on my flower bed because you got to supervise these kind of workers. Tysus has a kasha here about the schuchas levana. That why do we have to say that you shouldn't use the schuchas levana? The Gemara in Saita says that mishachar beis hamikdash butla schuchas levana. It's not around. So Tysus says, oh, butla doesn't mean it's not around at all, it just means it's uncommon. I heard a nice ha'ara from Rabbi Gross that the end of Masechta Saita, when the Gemara says that Misha Meis Rebbe Batla Ha'anava, and the Tana says, yeah, but what about me? It sounds like Batla means it doesn't exist at all. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been a Kasha. What about the other Tana that still had the Anivas? Taisus brings the Minig to be Tavar Zchuchis by the Chuppas Benai, that you break glass by a Chuppah. I one time saw by the Sugya of Tevilas Kalim at the end of Masechta Vaidazara, I think it was one of those Hagoyes from Rav Chanina Zipa Meislish, you know, that you'd never really look at the back of the Gemara, where he says something really interesting. Why is it that we break a klicheres by the tenoyim at a chasna, but we break a glass keli by the chuppah? And the difference is because by the difference is by the tenoyim, we're indicating that we're never going to break these tenoyim, so we break a klicheres that can never be repaired. Whereas by the chuppah, when we stamp on a glass before everybody shouts mazel tov, it's because we're trying to do something that zecher lechurban, and glass can be reformed, symbolic of the Beis HaMikdash that will mirtoshem come back. Now, as we mentioned, Rashi learns this whole gemara that if you want to lose your money, it's kind of sarcastic. The Ritva has a fascinating other girsa here, where the Ritva has two words. The Ritva says the girsa is the guy inherited lots of money, shel ribis, v'rites labdan. In other words, the kids are trying to do the right thing. They inherited this evil money that came out of ribis. How do you blow through all this Yerusha without having anything to show for it at the end? Like Brewster's Millions, for those of you who know that reference. You wear these kinds of clothing and you have these kinds of workers. You do these kinds of processes that you're going to burn through all the money. Therefore, it's a way to get rid of all that evil ribis guilt. Zok de Gemara. Shaykh the Lutzer. You're not allowed to spread out the beged for your own covet, only for the good of the beged. So yiboil hu. Let's say it's letzarchai u letzarcha mai. It could be that it's good for the beged and it's good for me too. Am I also allowed to do that? So tashma, we could bring a rai from our Mishnah, because shaykh letzarcha, it's mashma letzarcha in, however letzarchai u letzarcha loi. We could be medayik that you can't do it if it's for both benefits. I frekta gemara ema seifa, the seifa of the Mishnah is fakaret. Avol loi lechvaidai, lechvaidahu deloi ha letzarcha u letzarchai shaper dummy. So it's mashma fakir from the seifa, el meha leka lamashma mine. Interesting shita mikubetis here that points out that sometimes you have these kinds of mishnayos which are, seem to be astira in diuka mine obey, and you'll have the gemara will say, all right, so read the end, tirgama the seifa, that's what it means. So the shita says the reason why the gemara is not willing to do that here is because there's an avol. Avol, what should you do, sounds like it is a dafka, and we can't make it more lav dafka. And therefore it's el meha leka lamashma mine. Tashma, let's bring a rai from the following brisa lo yishchitena lo al gabe mita. You shouldn't spread it out over a bed, v'le al gabe magayit, and not on these poles, but that's only litzarchoy, only if you're doing it for your own benefit. Al v'yishchaten al gabe mita v'al gabe magayit litzarcha. For the benefit of the beged, then you can do that. Nizdamnu loy archim. Let's say if archim happened to be there, lo yishchaten al loy al gabe mita v'le al gabe magayit bein litzarchoy, bein litzarcha. And the way Rashi understands this is that mstama, there's going to be both benefit for it and for your guests. So l'chari have a raya that you can't do that. Which the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, de Mikla Kalile. You're actually hurting the Aveda by displaying it out for your guests. Why? Imishum Eina, either because of the Ayin Hara, or Imishum Ganve. But by showing off fancy stuff, you're just going to create more of a Yetzer Hara for your guests to steal it. Toshma, let's bring a rye from a Brisa, which Rashi is going to learn. It's going to be talking about Egla Rufa. Tosis is going to learn it's talking about Para Aduma, even at this point in the Gemara, not just later when we talk about Para Aduma. But let's first go through like Rashi that we're learning about Egla Arufa. Hechnisa Lavikra. Let's say you have a whole bunch of cows, and because you wanted this little young calf to nurse from its mother, you joined it together with the other grown-up cows, Vidusha, and while the adult cows are doing its disha, the threshing of the grain, so too also the little baby calf did it. But it was only Agav, the grown-up cows. So the halacha is ksheir, it's still mutter for it to be used as Egla Arufa. It's not called like you used it for malacha. But Bishvil Shatinik Vityadosh, let's say you actually did it with that intention, you wanted it to do the disha, then psula. Then it's no longer allowed to be used for an Egla Arufa. Now, v'ha-hacha, by this second case of the Braisa, d'litzarchai u'litzarchahu, l'chayr v'ketani psula, so you see now, if you have two intentions, one positive and one negative, it's going to be a problem. To which the Gemara answers, shani hasam, it's not really a raya from Egla Arufa, b'domer kra, asher loy ubad ba. The Torah is makbid that no work was ever done. Mikol makom, it's a special, broader hakpada of work. In fact, the Gemara Yihachi, if you're telling me that any kind of work is going to passel the Egla Arufa, I feel a reshanami, even when the owner didn't want it specifically to do the disha, but it did so anyway, l'chayr should also passel for Egla Arufa. So the Gemara says, okay, haloi dami el al hodetnan, and now we're really going to bring in Para Aduma. It's just that Tosis held even the first part of the Gemara was talking about Para Aduma. Shekein aleha oif, let's say, if a bird hitches a ride on the back of a cow, right? So is that called that the cow now is carrying an oil? That is not considered a malacha, and therefore that cow is still kosher to be a Para Aduma. However, ola aleha zachar, if a zachar bull mated with this cow, then psula. That is considered a load that it is nicha to the owners. So the Gemara's point is that we see this idea from the Mishnah by Para Aduma that it's only if you're going to be completely indifferent to what's happening, that's when it'll be mutter. But if you care that, oh, well, it's good that it was ola aleha zachar because now it'll have more babies, that's considered a malacha to passel it for Para Aduma. Kidra Papa, like we learned by Egla Arufa, the Omar of Papa, Iksiv Ubad, if it would have just said that work wasn't done, the Karinan Ubad, Havamina Filim Amel, even if it happened on its own without me caring about it. Viksiv Ovad, and if the Pasuk would have said he worked it in past tense for Karinan Ovad, and we would read it that way, Havamina Ad Ovad Ba Ihu, that only when he actually works with it himself. But Hashadiksiv Ovad, but since the Torah's Lashon is Ovad, Vikarinan Ubad, so Beinan Ubad, Dumi De Ovad, Ma Ovad De Nichle, Af Ubad De Nichle. It's very similar to that Kiyitin Kiyutan drush that we had a couple days ago. But the punchline of all this is going to be dependent on what's considered a Nichusa that you are maskim. Now, Tosis has an important kasha here that how can you call this Nichusa because of the fact that now a Zachar was Ola Aleha, so now that Para Aduma is going to be puzzled. Do you know how much a Para Aduma is worth? Remember the Gemara by Dava ben Nasina? So the little amount of Hana that he's going to have from having Para get pregnant and have more calves is nothing compared to the value of the Para Aduma, so why in the world would we call this Nichusa? And Taisvis, the Shita who explains it even more explicitly, says that the reason why it's considered Nichusa is because objectively it's a Nichusa. In this particular situation, he may not want it, but we don't look at the classification of Nichusa based on the circumstances in this case, but generally speaking, objectively, is this considered a positive thing? This has broader nafkaminas by other sugyas in halacha. Rabbi Chanan uses this to talk about a chatzitza by Rubai Umakbid, where Rabbi Chanan has a kasha that if this chatzitza is midrabanan going to passel my tevila, so that I wouldn't want it to be, so that I wouldn't want it to be makbid to actually accomplish that. In other words, it's a self-fulfilling. But likewise, Rabbi Chanan Shtels too, our taisvis to say that the idea of nichusa, or in that sense, makbid, is not about the circumstances in my case, but rather objectively, is this considered something that people want or are makbid about? The next part of the mission says, kli kesef kli nechashis mishtamish behen, tana rabbanan, hamaitzi kli eitz. If you find wooden kalim mishtamish pen bishvil shalo yirkavu, you got to use them so they shouldn't rot. Klina chayshis, but if they're copper mishtamish pen becham, and you can use them with hot avoloi al yedei haor, you can't use them over fire. Mipnei shmashriken, it's going to ruin them. Kli kesef, silver kalim mishtamish pen betzainen, you can use them in cold avoloi bechamin. Why? Mipnei shmashriken, it'll blacken the kalim. Magrei face of a kardumais, if you find shovels or axes mishtamish pen berach, you can use them with soft things avoloi bekasha, not so hard things. Mipnei shmafkisan, it will also hurt them. Kli zov and kli zchuches, gold or glass. What are you doing with it? Why should you have to care for this keli in the first place? Let the Bailam come and take care of it for himself. We're talking about where you have this pikadon, but the Bailam are now gone. So for all intents and purposes, it becomes like an aveda that I have to watch now because the Bailam can't take care of it. Then the mission said, Matza sak ekupa. If you find this bag or this box, hold over Shane Darko Litail or anything that it wouldn't be the nahog for him to pick it up if it was his own, don't pick it up. Now, this is a big chiddush. The Torah is telling you that a mitzvah, some people should do and some people shouldn't do. So we need a mucker for this. I mean, Torah says, v'salamta mehem mehoshev teshivim l'achicha, that you shouldn't turn away, but rather you should be meshevit. So that v'salamta v'darshan, pa'amim sha'atim asalim, there are some times when you are allowed to turn away, u'pa'amim sha'atim asalim. So, okay, tzad. So we have three examples where we're going to try to figure out what they might be. Haya kain v'hi be'beis akvaris, the kain who can't retrieve the aveda from the be'beis akvaris, or oish haya zokin v'ein l'lefich v'aydai, which is going to be ultimately our punchline, oish haya simulacha shalai meruba mishal chavere, or you make so much more money that it's not cost effective to go and be meshev the aveda. L'kach nemer v'salamta mehem. Now, lamai strichle, which one of those three cases do we actually need the drusha of v'salamta? Ilei melakayin v'hi be'beis akvaris. That pshita, that's poshut. You can't go ahead and be over the aveira to be metama, for the kayin to be metama himself to go be meshev the aveda, because I say there's a mitzvah essay to be meshev an aveda. V'hai, lois asei v'yasei. But a kayin to be metama himself is both a lois asei and an essay. V'lei osi asei v'dachios lois asei v'yasei. Now, even though by hashavas aveda, Rashi asks, there's also a leisucha l'salim. Why does the Gemara only talk about this in reference to an assay? So Rashi just says because the dechi only happens because of the assay, not because of the leis assay. But this is a place to shtel to the Ramban in Kiddushin Lamed Dalid by the sugya mitzvah assay shazman grama that the Gemara gives all kinds of different examples of aveda, Micah, and shiluach hakein, which all have lavim. And the Ramban says, yeah, because those lavim are there just to be mechazik the assay. So if there wouldn't be the assay, you wouldn't have the leis assay either. That's the Ramban in Kiddushin, which l'chayra could be used in this Gemara as well.
Yeah, if you're going to talk about asay doicha lois asay in reference to the kain going into the beis hakfaris to retrieve an aveda, the kashi you have to ask is, it's not be'idna. The kain is being matam himself when he goes into the beis hakfaris, but he's only mekayim the mitzvah later. So this is l'chaira, an opportunity to shtel to everybody's favorite piskei taisvis, which is the piskei taisvis in Zvachim Tzadi Zayin, which Rabbi Rosenbaum loved to quote whenever he could, Zvachim on Tzadi Zayin, that entertains the idea of asay doicha lois asay by the lava breaking the bones to fill the mitzvah asay of eating the marrow. How can it be asay doicha lois asay? You're not doing it at the same time. It's not be'idna. You're doing the lav, breaking the bones before you get to the marrow on the inside. To which the Piskei Taisus in Zvachim answers that kasha by saying, since you can't get to the marrow without breaking the bones, therefore it blibes be'idna. So whatever the pshat in that is, but lamaisa, that's a rule that is oft quoted. And the Kuntres Acharin of the Shagas Aryeh in Simen Chav Tes uses the Nemuki Yosef in our sugya, B'Shem Naran, to apply a similar idea that you can't get to the aveda without going into the basic kvaris. So it's similar to that Piskei Taisus in Zvachim that it's called be'idna if you can't do it any other way. Rabbi Gross pointed out that really, he thinks that the Nimuki Yosef is saying a different vart. If you look at the Nimuki Yosef, he's quoting that since I'm osuk in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, even when I go into the Beis Ha'ilim, it is be'idna. It's not only when you pick up the Aveda and you take it out are you being Mekayim Hashavas Aveda, even going into the Beis Ha'ilim when you're first being Matami yourself. So there actually is no problem with be'idna. So he left that as a ha'ara on this Kuntres Acharon of the Shagas Aryeh that seemed to understand the Nimuki Yosef differently.
But anyway, back to our Gemara, we wouldn't be doicha an essay and a leis essay. This suzok the Gemara leidachin and nisur mekamim emayna. We wouldn't be doicha a lav just because of the money, meaning the lav of a kain being matam himself is considered an isser, whereas the hashav saveda is only considered mumminus, which is less chashiv. So that can't be that the visalamta is coming to be emayna. right? That case. Ella, the Shalei Merubah Mishal Chaver, we're talking about when a guy who makes a lot of money, it doesn't make sense for him to stop working in order to be able to be Meshev on Aveda, which is worth much less. But the Gemara says that can't be, because Mid Rav Yehuda Merav Nafka, we know it already, the Amar Rav Yehuda Merav, Efes, keep turning over at Damid Beis, Lo Yihiyah B'cho Evyain, which teaches us, Shalcha Kaidim L'shal Kol Adam. So your mamonistic needs come before your Chaver's mamonistic needs. So if I'm going to lose more money to save you money, that wouldn't make any sense. We already have a drasha for that. Ella Lezokin Ve'ino Lefich Vaidei. The Pasuk of Isalam is coming to say that a Zokin, who it's not Bekovedik for him to go ahead and do this mitzvah, and the Ritzvah points out when we say Zokin, it's Lavdavkin, it really also means Talmud Chacham. That's when the Torah gives you a p'tur to not have to do the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Amar Rabba, Hekisha, if a Zokin would be Hikish, you would hit the animal because you're trying to push it to go back to its owner, at that point Chayevba. Because as Rashi says, Hoyel Vehischil, since you started the mitzvah, you have no more choice. You are no longer allowed to turn away from this and you have to now complete the mitzvah. Abaye have a Yosef Kameh de Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba Chazul Hanach Easy to Kamaya when he saw some goats that were standing that looked like they were lost. Shokel Kala Vashad Behu, he took some dirt and threw it at them because he wanted to push them to go back to their owners. Omale, Rabba said to Abaye, Echaivus Behu, that mice of throwing the dirt now is Mechaiv you, Kum Adrinu, now you got to go and actually finish the job and return them back to the Bailam. Eboilu, Darka Lahakzer Besada, Vein Darka Lahakzer Beir, Mahu. Let's say the Zokin finds it in a field, but the Bailam lives in the ear. So should the Zokin go ahead and be Meshiv the Aveda where there aren't going to be very many people in the Sada, but there are going to be a lot of people seeing him when he gets there into the ear. So Mahu, is he Mechaiv to return it in that case as well? Now, Miyamrin and Hashav Amalia Beinan, Vikiv de Lav Darka Lahakzer Beir, Lay or maybe since the chiyuv starts now, where there is no limitation of the lack of covet in the sadeh, teku. So how do we look at the mitzvah? Rabbi Razner suggested that the shaila of the Gemara really could be explained based on the question that comes up in many circumstances of do we look at the long game of a mitzvah or the short ability to be mekayim a mitzvah? The get to the machlekes Ramban and Baal Ma'ar about being mechal Shabbos to heat up the water for the bris milah, or the shailas that the Tshuva Sfarim talk about bringing a pair of tefillin in to let somebody wear tefillin, but because of the fact of the quarantines, they're going to need to destroy the tefillin afterwards. Or if a guy can get out of jail one day, should he get out today to go ahead and put on tefillin, or should he wait until Yom Kippur? So how do we view mitzvahs in their more expanded context of down the road, or do we look at the ability right now? So potentially that could be also what's going on in our Gemara. But we bly with teku. Omar Rava, kol shebishaloi magzir, any aveda that one would return if it was his own, b'shal chaver nami magzir, b'chol shebishaloi pirik v'tayin, also any prika that you would do if it was your own, meaning unloading an animal, then bishal chaver nami pirik v'tayin, you should also help your chaver and do that prika on your chaver's animal. And now a story. Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosi havi ka'ozel b'urcha, poga bay hahu gavra, he bumped into a guy, have a dori pischa de'ufi. And this guy was carrying some wood. Oisvinu v'ka mispach. And this guy had put down the wood on the ground, and now he was resting. So when he was ready to continue his journey with the wood, Omer Leh, the guy said to Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, Delayli, can you load the wood back onto me? Right? That's the te'ina of the prika and the te'ina. Omer Leh, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi said to him, Kamashovin, how much is all your wood worth? So Omer Leh, Palga de Zuzah, the guy said half a zuz. So Rabbi Shmuel, who didn't want to or wasn't able or whatever to do the mitzvah here, Yovle Palga de Zuzah v'Afkara. He gave him a half a zuz. In other words, he bought the wood from the guy and then made it hefker. So what did this guy do? He took the half a zuz and a hader zachabu, and he went ahead and he was kind of the wood again. All right, well, Rabbi Shmuel saw that. Hader yovle palga de zuz of afkara. He again, Rabbi Shmuel gave him the chatzi zuz, and then once again he was mafkar the wood. So chazia de have kaboy lemahader lemizkebuhu. And Rabbi Shmuel saw this guy wanted to go ahead and be kind of the wood, nachamol. So this would never end. It'd be a galgal achayzer here. So Amar Leh, so therefore he announced, lekuli alma afkarnu, klape the velt, I'm making this hefker, v'loch, but to you, loy afkarnu, I'm not going to make it hefker for you, because I don't want you to go ahead and be kind of it again. Does that work? Can you make hefker for everybody except for one person? The Mishnah says, it has to be hefker to everybody, like we learned from Shemitah. So how can you make it hefker to everybody except for this guy? Really, he was mafker for everybody. He's just saying this because he doesn't want the guy to keep taking it. But it really didn't work. It really was hefker for everybody. But we have a kasha in the story. So why would he even had to have done this to Ina in the first place? So before we get into the makar of the Lefnim Mishur Hadin, just a couple of quick points. Number one, the Ar Samech discusses the idea of whether or not someone could do Hefker Belev, and actually brings a raya from this Gemara that you can't be Mafker Belev from the fact that Rabbi Shmuel didn't do that. But the Rashba here brings an important raya about the mitzvah of Prikin Te'ina, that it doesn't only exist by animals. We understand this to be if you're unloading or loading an animal. What about if a person is schlepping stuff? Is there a mitzvah Prikin Te'ina? The Rashba in the Chuvas, Chelek Aleph Siman Reish Nun Beis, says there clearly is is a mitzvah of prikantina based on the story. But the Radvaz argues with the Rajba. The Radvaz is in Tuf Shin Chaf Ches and says it's not that way. The Rajba says it's a kal v'chaymer. If an animal, there's a mitzvah to help him. So certainly by a person, it's going to be kol shekein, you should help the person. But the Radvaz says, fakeret, an animal has no das, and therefore we have to have rachmanis on the animal. The person, don't carry a load that's too heavy for you. And the Radvaz somehow gets out of this Gemara. I guess you can take a look over there to see how he deals with this Gemara. So we're saying Rishmo was only acting as lefnim mishur as hadin. Detani Rav Yosef v'haydatale. When Yisra gave the advice to Moshe Rabbeinu about how he should be manig the yidden, the pasuk says v'hizharta eshem es hukim es atayrus haydatale hem es aderech yel chubov es amaisa sheri yosem. And now the Gemara is going to darshan each word. Detani Rav Yosef v'haydatale hem ze besachaya, that they should have parnasa es aderech zugmil es chasadim yel chu ze biker chaylem ba zukvura v'ze hamaisa ze hadin asher yaasun zu lefnim mishur as hadin. So it's very interesting because we're basically saying that there's a chiyuv to do the lefnim mishur sadin. So it's optional, but it's not really optional. Now we break it down. Omer mar, yelchu ze bikur chaylem, so hainu gemilas chasadim. Why is there even a difference between bikur chaylem and gemilas chasadim? Which the Gemara answers, l'nitzrucha el ben gile. The chiddush is only for that person who has the same mazel. De omer mar, that ben gile is neitel echem mishishim b'cholyay. That ben gile will take 1/60th away from the sickness, and therefore he's going to get it himself. And therefore maybe he won't be mechuyiv to go be mevakar chaylem. Afilu hachim yiboylei lemezel lagabe. But still the Torah tells us that he should go and Chashuk Echemet suggests that maybe the idea of the Ben Giloy getting that 1/60th acts like a vaccine for him. You know, you get a little bit of the sickness and it teaches the body how to fight it. But there is an interesting Chashuk Echemet here that discusses the shaila if someone should have a mitzvah Bikur Chaylam to visit somebody in a vegetative state. And he goes through the different reasons why we do Bikur Chaylam. Is it to be mechazik the chayla, which wouldn't apply by the vegetative state person, or to be an advocate, like a patient advocate, to make sure he's getting the best care, and that lechayla would apply, or to be mespalel, and that certainly would apply. There's a fourth reason also, to be mechazik the family. All in all, it does seem like there is a mitzvah bikur chaylam to visit somebody who is not conscious. Rav Maisha also has his tshuva about being mevakar chayla on a telephone, if that will work, gets into these reasons as well. Okay, finishing up the Gemara, ba zukvura, so haydu gemil schasadim frak the Gemara, to which the Gemara answers, le'nitzrucha elazokin ve'ina lefich vayde, to bury this dead body. That's the chiddush. Asher ya'asun, zulefnim mishur sadin, da'omer of Yechanan, le'charva Yerushalayim ela al shadanu badin Torah. Rav Yechanan says that Yerushalayim was destroyed because they paskin alpi the Torah. Frak the Gemara, what are you talking about? El ladine the migzosa ledainai? Should they have decided according to the other laws of the land that are not the Torah laws? Ela'ema shamidu dineim al din Torah v'loy avdu lefnim mishur sadin. They only did according to the letter of the law. They didn't go above and beyond, and that was the reason that Yerushalayim was destroyed. And we'll stop here and pick it up with Shabbos daf at the Mishnah.